Many years, while we're top dressing wheat, I get questions about early applications of fungicides. And this year is no different. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. Whenever I'm asked about putting a fungicide on wheat prior to jointing, I ask, what diseases are we planning to control in your wheat field? Now, the answer should be one of these diseases: tan spot, powdery mildew, or speckled leaf blotch. These are fungal diseases that spring green-up fungicides target. In Northwest Kansas, you might, and I emphasize might, find these diseases in irrigated fields or in areas of dryland fields that might hold some water. Powdery mildew, tan spot, and speckled leaf blotch are more common in fields with lots of spring growth and accompanied with years when we have a fair amount of spring moisture. As you can tell so far, we haven't had a real wet spring pattern and not a lot of growth on our wheat. In addition, tan spot is regularly found in wheat fields that are wheat following wheat. This is because the tan spot fungus overwinters on wheat residue. Research from K-State shows that fungicide applications in early spring rarely result in a yield increase. This is because our wheat production systems in Northwest Kansas rarely have abundant spring moisture and very thick stands. I also sometimes hear about putting fungicides on wheat in the early spring to help with the control of stripe rust. However, early applications in March do not provide much help with stripe rust infections of the later in the spring, especially after flag leaf emergence in May. This is because fungicides move very little within a wheat plant and do not move from leaf to leaf. Because of that, only the leaves that the fungicide is applied to will have the protection from the fungal diseases. And early in the growing season, that flag leaf is still being formed at the growing point on the crown of the wheat plant. So a fungicide application will not get to that flag leaf. In addition, fungicides provide around 21 days of protection from fungal diseases. So all in all, I would save my money on these early season fungicide applications unless you can find one of those diseases, tan spot, powdery mildew, or speckled leaf blotch, out in your wheat field. Most of the wheat budgets that I've looked at do not show a great deal of profit, or in some cases, any at all. So save some of those pennies to make your wheat budget squeak just a little bit less for fungicide applications. If you would like to see pictures of the diseases, powdery mildew, speckled leaf blotch, and tan spot, go to the K-State Sunflower District Agronomy website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. I'll also have some of these pictures of the diseases on our Facebook page at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy and on Twitter at Crops with Jeannie. If you have any questions, please contact me, Jeannie Falk Jones, at the K-State Sunflower District Extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, or Sharon Springs, or at the K-State Experiment Station in Colby.